All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ice Rays Hockey on the Ice Rays Broadcast Network. Alex Von Kotel, the voice of your Ice Rays, with you as always, hoping you're having a great Sunday night. Got the chance to catch up with Connor Yanni, the Ice Rays defenseman. Connor, thanks so much for joining us here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Connor, you are one of the returning players on this year's team. The first thing I want you to do is just talk about some of the differences that you've noticed here. We're nine games into the season. Some of the things, the changes that you've noticed from last year's squad to this.
Definitely with having our coach back this year instead of Flinner being a first-year coach last year. A lot of guys know the system a little bit better, but this team this year has a little bit more skill than last year, and I think that will really help us down the stretch when we need to get some key goals and make some key plays.
Well, that skill you spoke of was certainly put on full display last night, particularly in the third period, a four-goal outburst, the best offensive period the Ice Rays have had all year. But, Connor, before that, the team had gone through quite a bit of a rough patch. Obviously, you guys lifted that spell last night after going seven straight winless. But during that skid, was it difficult for you as an alternate captain this year to sort of get the guys through it mentally?
Not really. I mean, everyone knew that it was going to come. We were getting plenty of chances, and we knew that eventually we'd get our bounces, and that happened last night in the third period. We started finishing and getting some bounces, and we knew that was going to come around.
Right, and hockey is definitely a game of inches, and the hockey gods, as you say, just were not on your guys' side, it seemed like, really until last night. So it was great to see finally some puck luck go in your guys' way. Now, you were recently promoted to the top power play unit. Yesterday was the first time you played on that unit. You looked pretty comfortable back there from my vantage point, at least. How did it feel for you?
It felt good. We were just trying to find some chemistry between the two units, just 1A, 1B, and we were just trying different looks, and I feel like it worked out well for both units last night.
Well, definitely did. I mean, the power play really had some good opportunities. They didn't really go onto the man advantage quite as much as we expected them to, with Amarillo leading the division in penalty minutes heading into last night. It was actually the Ice Rays who were penalized far more often. We'll see if that changes tonight. Connor, it looks like your usual defensive partner, Blake Coffey, is probably going to be given the night off. He'll probably be given a rest tonight. There's a good chance that you'll be paired up quite a bit with Jovan Zimmerman, who will be making his Ice Rays debut tonight. He played against the Ice Rays a few times last season while he was with Amarillo. So sort of a two-part question for you. One, how have you liked playing with Blake so far? And two, are you looking forward to sort of taking Jovan under your wing?
Playing with Blake's been great. He's a good offensive D-man, so it's nice for him to, I can support him. He can get the puck up the ice, and we can get some offensive zone time. And with Jovan, he's experienced in this league. He's played here before, so I'm looking forward to play with him and playing with a little bit experience. I don't think it'll be anything different.
Well, we'll definitely look forward to seeing how that shakes out tonight. What are some of the lessons that you can take from last night's 5-3 victory and apply them to tonight's game and going forward for the rest of the year?
Just keep it simple on the road. All you want to do is just somehow come away with 2 points, and when we kept it simple, we got lots of chances. So if we do that tonight, we should be good.
Well, a lot of road games lie in store for the Ice Rays in the near future. That was just the first of 10 in this very extensive road stretch that we just embarked on last night. Tonight will be the second puck drop scheduled for 7:05 p.m. Central Time here at the Amarillo Civic Center. Connor, thanks so much for joining us, and go get them out there tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, that's Connor Yanni, number 3 defenseman for your Corpus Christi Ice Rays. We'll be back in just a few short minutes to bring you your second intermission. Janet Cakery, Out of Town Scoreboard, right after this. Stay with us.